Greetings, everybody. Peace and love to all righteous ones. Hope you guys are doing well today, sending out positive energy to all the people. So today, it's been like what? Probably like 3 months since I've done a podcast. Today, I'm just going to do a little short one. I just want to list some facts and give people information on a few things to think about. So my last podcast was basically about the Corona false flag madness. And before that, a couple months in December, I did a podcast talking about that they would, in fact, do a false flag in order to try to get people to accept mandatory vaccinations and the chip, the ID 2020 chip. And here we are in 2020, voila, it magically happens, right? So most people might think that's coincidence. It's not really coincidence, but a plan. So anyway, these people basically have theories that they are using and dictating those theories onto the population, like telling you to walk around in a mask. So this is the first thing. Let me explain why they want people to wear masks. So on television, on the news, they say you wear a mask so you don't spread the virus. So basically, that type of idea is assuming that basically everyone has it and we have to wear masks so we don't spread it. The masks you're wearing is not going to protect you from the Sharona because you touch things with your hand. You have a skin. Your skin has like 1,000 holes on it that your hair grows through. You know what I mean? You have eyes, you have ears, you have nose. You touch stuff. So you touch stuff, then you touch your mask, and that would be you transferring it all over. So they already know this. So the point of the mask is really just to show your submissiveness, show that you're subordinate and you follow orders without critical thinking. All right. Now let's go into the dangers of wearing a mask. So 3 weeks without food before you die. You might wonder, where did that come from? So let me rephrase it. How long can a human live without food? It says 3 weeks. How long can a human live without water? It says 3 days. How long can a human live without oxygen? 3 minutes. 3 minutes. That is how long we can live without oxygen. Think about that. 3 minutes. So while people was lining up, going to stores, trying to stack up on food and boy, toilet paper and all this other stuff, they were still limiting themselves of the most important fuel of our body, oxygen. So 6 minutes after your heart stops, your brain dies. Brain cells die less than 5 minutes from you stop getting oxygen. Low oxygen in the blood. Let's see what comes from that. So if you have low oxygen in the blood from you walking around in your mask all day and breathing in a small amount of oxygen, you will have confusion, a sense of euphoria, restlessness, headache, shortness of breath, rapid breathing, lack of coordination, dizziness, lightheadedness. And all of those can, you know, cause you serious injury. And then when your brain cells start to die from lack of oxygen, what happens? There's no coming back from that. So let's see. The government has said in order for you to defeat this virus, you must stay inside your house and wear masks every time you go outside. But watch this. They don't have anywhere for you to wash your hands. The health department have closed all restrooms. So basically all the people who's outside working, the construction workers, the delivery drivers, everyone who's outside working have nowhere to wash their hands. And to me, that seems like a way more way of the virus being spread. And I want you guys to understand, this is not like the Ebola. The Sharona is like the common cold. It's like the flu. How do you defeat the flu? This is how you defeat corona. The same way. That's why the government literally put signs up saying, wash your hands to beat corona. So what they're not telling you on the news is, in order to beat this and avoid getting sick, you have to strengthen your immune system. You have to cut out milk and cheese and highly fatty GMO foods. That is the only way you're going to stop yourself from getting sick. I've been saying this for years because I limit my meat and I don't eat no milk or cheese and none of that. And every flu season, I watch everybody gets the flu except me. So I know what it is. Stop worrying. Stop letting these people put you in fear. Fear is the mind killer. It calcifies your pineal gland, which now makes you more into a submissive slave. That's why the news is just so rampant with this. That's all they're talking about. They want to make you so scared that when they come out and say, hey guys, we have a vaccine. And guess what? It also comes with this chip so we can monitor your everyone's medicals and all of that. And a lot of people gonna take it. Me, my personal belief right now, I'm not even posting nothing more about Corona. If you guys have even seen my page, I'm not posting nothing about Corona. Because at this point, I am only just working with whoever is on my level, bro. Whoever is woke, whoever is conscious, whoever can see, that's who I'm dealing with. I'm done trying to save sheep. I'm done. Right now, I'm just saying this for the people who might not be thinking about it. But literally at this point, I see sheeple as one of the biggest hindrance to us liberating ourselves. Because when you go outside right now, when you go anywhere, there is no cop that's telling you, oh, 6 feet, oh, wear a mask. No, it's stupid sheeple, bro. Now they have programmed the Agent Smith inside of the sheeple. So every time the sheeple see you without your mask, or, you know, oh, you're not standing 6 feet. Oh, you're not wearing your mask. Oh, cover your nose. No one can tell you to cover your nose, people. Oxygen is the most important thing to the human body. Let me repeat it again. 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, 3 minutes without oxygen. So you decide what's more important to you. Going to stack up with food at Costco and the grocery store, or actually trying to get some fucking oxygen inside your body to heal yourself. Damn. Sorry I cussed. I don't normally cuss on the cast, but hey man, it just came out like that. Just critical thinking. That's all I'm asking people to do. Critical thinking. How many of you have seen someone drop dead from Corona? None. You've not seen that on the streets. You've heard of people dying. You've not seen that same shit like what they said in China, where they were like, oh yeah, people dropping dead left, right. Where? This government, this deep state place is lying to you to take your freedoms away. Talking about trace program and all of this shit. No. If you let them continue, trust me, it's gonna be a million times worse than what happened to black people in slavery. So y'all better wake the fuck up soon. Peace and love. Shay.